Welcome to Manifest, hosted by international evangelist, teacher, and author Perry Stone. Enjoy unique insight into prophetic and practical truth. It's time to feast on fresh manna, so get ready to be blessed and encouraged. And now, here is your host and teacher, Perry Stone.
The Manifest telecast today is coming to you from the beautiful city of Tiberias, Israel, where it's going to be 85 degrees today. But I want to give you a message that's very important. I have heard my entire life ministers and pastors preach on the favor of God. One of my favorite songs was sung by Christ Temple in Huntington, West Virginia. I've got the favor of God. Loved that song. But there is a key to favor that I found in the Word of God that I don't know that I ever heard it taught on. Really, I'm talking about 44 years of ministry, of evangelistic ministry, sitting under thousands of messages by pastors and evangelists and teachers and apostles. And I don't know that anybody ever tapped into this. I've got to teach you this today. If you want favor with God, and favor in the New Testament Greek basically is a special grace given to you that helps you, that assists you in every area of your life. But the key to favor, believe this or not, is how you either honor or dishonor other people. Those who dishonor leadership, those who dishonor men and women of God that are true men and women of God, those who speak evil of pastors and churches, those who are complainers, are dishonoring those who should be honored. Because the Bible tells us that those who minister in the Word and work hard are worthy of double honor. And the Bible says, give honor to whom honor is due. And I have discovered after 44 years of ministry and dealing with people, literally tens of thousands of people during my ministry, that those who are the greatest favored are those who are always honoring others. And those that are always in lack and complaining are always saying negative things about spiritual leadership and always dishonoring. See, there are people that can dishonor even political people. And Paul tells us that even those that we disagree with politically, we should be praying for them. And if it's even said, bless those who curse you, pray for your enemies. And yet people are doing the exact opposite and then wondering why they don't have the favor of God. Well, first of all, let's take a look at the word favor from the Old Testament Hebrew and the New Testament Koine Greek. In the Old Testament Hebrew, the word favor is the word kabod, and I've got it written down here. Kabod means glory and splendor. It actually is a word that's connected to the glory of the Lord. But what it actually means is to be weighty or to be heavy. So when the glory of God comes, there's a heaviness and a weightiness that bears on you when you sense the presence of God. That's why the priest could not stand physically to minister in the temple when the glory of God came. But the word actually means this, to carry weight or to carry influence. So if a person has honor, based on the Old Testament Hebrew word, it means that they carry influence, they carry weight. Moses was a man of great honor. Joshua, Daniel, many of the prophets were dishonored by their own people, but they carried the honor of God on their life. In the Greek, the word honor, which is found 55 times in the New Testament, is timē, which means to value or esteem, and it actually means to value or esteem something greatly. So when we talk about honor and we honor something, we honor it because we esteem it. We honor it because we see value to it. And of course, from the Old Testament perspective, the word kabod is found 91 times. And when it relates to honor, as I said earlier, it's someone that carries weight and they carry authority. And they're honored because of not just their position, but because of the favor of God that's upon them. So the key is this. To have the favor of God, you have to learn to honor others and giving honor to whom honor is due. You know, in the Bible, this is very interesting. It says this. It says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12, honor your father and mother that your days may be long upon the earth. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 2, Paul said, he quotes this verse and he said, this is the first commandment with promise. In other words, if you respect your mother and father, if you give honor to them, and if you're a teenager, you listen to what they're telling you to do, especially if they're believers, you give them great honor, then the Bible guarantees you a long life. My father passed away, I think he was about 77, around 78 years of age. I don't remember exactly now. But my father was a man who carried great honor. He prayed for the sick and so many people were healed. He operated in all nine gifts of the Spirit. People who knew him respected him. And those who carry true honor are those who deserve the respect that we give them. Now, some people get into self-honor. They want you to think they're special and they're great, so you better look up to me or else. Be careful with those kind of people because that's arrogance and pride. People who actually walk in great honor are very, very humble people. When David had sinned against God, he was a man of great honor. I mean, when he was a teenager, he killed a giant that the entire Israeli army would not take on. And women began to sing songs, "Saul has slain his thousands and David his tens of thousands." As a teenager, he was greatly honored of the Lord. And throughout his life, honor was his. However, if you look at when he sinned, he did not hide it. He didn't cover it. He knew when to humble himself because he knew the only reason that he had been blessed to kill giants, bears, and lions and take on Philistines as well as become the king of Israel, the only reason was God had honored him because of his loyalty and faithfulness to the Word of God, his loyalty and faithfulness as a shepherd, and his loyalty and faithfulness to the people of God of Israel. Now, let's study this a little bit deeper, because I want you to, first of all, to understand that there are pastors and ministers in churches, and sometimes ministers will do things dishonoring toward the name of Christ or toward the body of Christ or even in their local church. Sometimes preachers don't have the money to pay the bills and the word gets out, he doesn't pay the bills in his church. Sometimes there are moral issues that happen. Sometimes he mistreats the sheep. So there are some people and ministers who make all kinds of mistakes in their ministry. But when a man, whether he pastors 30 and 50 people, 100, 1,000, or 10,000, and he loves the people, and he teaches the Word of God, and he spends time studying and praying, he visits people in the hospital, he takes care of his sheep, he deserves honor. Because one of the things that I know, and I know this from being a pastor's son growing up in the church, one of the things that's very important to a minister is that he be able to go full-time and support his family full-time with income to take care of his children, to take care, put food on the table, to take care of their needs, as well as spend full-time studying. See, I am blessed to have the voice of evangelism ministry. I'm on a salary. If I preach 30 times a month or 10 times a month, the same salary I receive. I don't get royalties from books and tapes that the ministry prints and puts on the resource table. It all goes back into the ministry. But see, I'm able to spend 8 to 12 hours a day studying the Word, bringing messages to you on Manifest, bringing special messages at our big prophetic summit every year, bringing messages to Warrior Fest where thousands of young people are attending. But if I had to work 8 hours, come home tired, I would not have the time nor the ability to bring you the revelation from the Word of God that I do. I'm not asking anybody to honor me for that, but I will tell you, God honors those who put Him first. Joshua said, "I meditate on the Lord day and night. I meditate on His Word and I have great success." And God told me I would have success because I put Him and His Word first. David was the same thing, rising up early in the morning, seeking God, meditating on the Word of God day and night. And the Bible tells us in the Scriptures that these men were honored by God. Even though people may not have honored them, they were honored by the Lord. And that's why favor came to them, because they did the things that gave God the opportunity to give them success and to give them honor. Now, one of the biggest things, and I want to go back into what I said a moment ago, that I learned growing up was ministers' income. People sometimes complain, I'm talking about elders and people in a church, when a minister receives income for full-time ministry. But I heard a preacher from Hawaii say this many years ago. He's gone to be with the Lord. His medical doctor was examining him many years ago, and they were talking about how people complain if a minister who is full-time with a church and ministries brings in income or has a good salary. The doctor to this preacher said this, "Pastor, how much would a heart surgeon be worth to you if he could operate on your heart and give you 25 more years?" The pastor said, "Well, I don't know." He said, $250,000 a year. Now, these may be old prices or old salaries, but I'm going to use what this man said years ago. He said, "Now, if you had a brain tumor and they could operate and remove a tumor and give you 20 more years of life, what's it worth?" And the pastor says, I don't know. And the doctor said, $300,000 a year. That's what an average brain surgeon would get. And again, these could be old numbers. He said, a cancer specialist that could go in and remove the cancer and give you 25 more years with your kids and grandkids, what are they worth? He said, you tell me. He said, $200,000 to $250,000 a year. Then the doctor looked at this pastor and said, Pastor, what is a man worth that can keep people out of hell for eternity? And the pastor's jaw dropped. He said, you tell me, doctor. He said, you can't put a price on a man or woman who teaches the word and keeps people out of an eternal hell. They are priceless. And that's why the Bible said they're worthy of double honor. Stop and think about that for just a moment. Because so much time in the body of Christ, I see people dishonoring pastors. My dad was a pastor, and I can tell you that when members who know better began to dishonor with their words, with gossip, and with criticism, the pastors of their churches, and they begin to cut them down and become very negative toward them. Here's what will happen to you. In the Old Testament, Korah rebelled against Moses and took 250 princes with them and began to dishonor the man of God. And God came down and the earth opened up and all of them went down alive into the pit. God's judgment came. We discovered that Miriam mocked Moses' wife in the wilderness. And guess what happened? She came down with leprosy. We see in the Old Testament, in the book of 2 Kings, that a group of kids mocked Elisha, the prophet, who had just received a double portion of the anointing of Elijah. And guess what happened? She-bears came out of the woods and literally began to devour those children because they mocked a true prophet of God. We have another example of a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, that lied to Simon Peter about an offering. And when they lied to Simon Peter, judgment came against them and both of them were struck completely dead. I'm not going to give these examples on television because my father is passed away and some of the people are still living. But on two different occasions when I grew up in the church, I saw people verbally in meetings, public settings, dishonor my father. One person lost their voice completely the next morning and could not talk. Another one went under a physical judgment of God and actually got to the point where they told their wife, take a gun and shoot me in my head, because they had totally verbally dishonored an anointed man of God. Now, let me say this to you. Whoever you are, it doesn't matter. If you begin to dishonor people who are true servants of God, men who fast and pray, and women also, who fast and pray and seek God, it doesn't matter what age they are, your critical comments will lift the favor of God off of your life. When the favor of God is lifted off of your life, you will not have success in anything you do. Everything will struggle. How do I know this? I know it from the Word, but I also know it from personal experience of watching people over the years mistreat true men and women of God. One of my dear friends, and I will not name him, his dad went to pastor a church in the Carolinas, and they dishonored this man so bad that he had a heart attack at the church. And I want you to know something. Every one of the people who dishonored him suffered physically the rest of their life, and some died horrible deaths. And I want to give you the scripture for that because you may not realize that this is even in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 11 and 30 says, for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep, because you do not discern the body of Christ. Now, let me give you an example of why Paul is writing that. Many are weak, many are sick, and many are asleep, meaning many of you have died prematurely because you did not discern the body of Christ. And of course, in line there, he's talking about discerning the body, which is the church, but he also is talking about the communion, the Lord's Supper, and he's also talking about being careful discerning the Lord's body and mistreating the Lord's body. Let me say this. One of my workers said that they would go and hear a minister preach, and he was very down on the church. He was a younger man, and he's always preaching about how bad the church was and how backslid the church was and how bad the people were. And he started calling the church a harlot. The church is a harlot. The church is in spiritual adultery. She went home and was praying, and she felt really troubled about the man making statements like that. And the Lord spoke to her and said, yes, in some instances, just like ancient Israel, my people become spiritual adulterers and harlots, but she's still my bride. Now think about that. In other words, God is saying, even though they may not do what is right, I still love them. So what does God do when He loves someone and they act in that manner? It says in the Bible, He chastises them. And the chastisement is a punishment from God to correct you and realign you. Now, I want to go back to the original thought because I'm really feeling this heavy in my spirit. Galatians 5:5, Paul wrote to the church at Galatia, and he said, why do you bite and devour one another? You see, there were Jews there that believed in circumcision. There were Gentiles who had not been circumcised, and they were fussing and arguing toward one another and about to split the church down the middle. So by using their mouth and gossiping, he compared it to biting and devouring and eating one another. Now, in the Old Testament, when Israel wanted flesh to eat instead of manna, they cried out to God, and God sent them 2 feet of quail. Literally, if you'll study it out, quail was to their knees. And they ate so much quail in 30 days, they got sick and many of them died. When you eat the wrong thing, it can kill you. And when you bite and devour people spiritually, and you say bad, bad things about people, do you know what it can do? It will harm you physically, not just spiritually, but physically. Because what happens to you, it's not what you're eating, but it's what's eating you that's damaging you physically and spiritually. Paul bore this out. He said, some of you physically are having problems, and it's because you're not correctly discerning the body of Christ and you're eating one another. Now, I want to go to another area here and just begin to tell you to be careful of the dangers of talking about leadership and ministers. Now, everybody pay attention to me because I'm talking to some elders and board members right now and their wives in a church. I'm talking to some of you that you're outspoken. You do this kind of thing. Well, I'm just going to give them a piece of my mind. Be careful. You're giving so much of it away, you might not have any left, okay? But listen to these three nuggets I'm going to give you. The kingdom rules of honor. Rule number one, you cannot receive anything from the anointing that you dishonor. There are men and women who are anointed. There are people that could pray for the sick and you could get healed. But once you've dishonored that anointing in that person, you will never receive anything from that person, nor can you tap in that anointing. How do I know that from the Bible? Nazareth was Jesus' hometown, and it says he could there do no mighty works because of their unbelief. The same anointing that healed people in Capernaum, Chorazin, and all over Israel was on him in Nazareth, but they couldn't receive it because they dishonored his anointing. Number two, rule number two for kingdom rules of honor. The minister you attack now could one day be the very minister that could have won your family to the Lord. Now that's real heavy. For example, if you sit and you talk bad about the pastor and that pastor stays at that church for the next 20 years, you raise your kids up hearing and they hear you talking negative about that pastor, guess what? They're not going to like that pastor and they're not going to end up in church. And you know what? You can't blame that on the devil. That was your fault. And so the very man that may have won those children to the Lord during a Sunday service, you have dishonored him to the point that they will not listen to that man preach. Number three, what you disrespect verbally in private, your children will disrespect open and in public. And I want to say it again that you don't miss it. What you disrespect verbally in private, your children will disrespect openly and in public. I've had people come to me over the years and even recently, and they said, 20 years ago, we didn't like you. We heard something and it wasn't even true. But we have spent 20 years resisting your preaching and telling people not to watch you. One lady was crying tears. And she says, the problem was I never really knew you. I was only going by what somebody else said. And she says, I have missed preaching, life-changing preaching, and raised my kids, and they're all lost now because I disrespected the anointing. Folks, let me just say something to you because this is very, very, very important. The Bible says in the last days, many are going to be offended, betray one another, and hate one another, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. You have to avoid, because here's what I want to say to you, and I'm going to close with this. When you dishonor the giving message, and you say it's some kind of prosperity gospel, but when you dishonor ministers teaching on giving, then you will always be in lack. When you dishonor a healing message, you will never be healed and always be sick. When you dishonor a manifestation of the Spirit, such as the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, then you will never receive that particular gift. When you dishonor and limit the ability of God to perform miracles, then you're going to fall into unbelief. And a person in unbelief cannot receive anything from God. Elisha, the reason he got a double portion of the Spirit from Elijah is he honored the man of God. I just want to say this to you. Whether it be your boss at work, don't dishonor him. Even if he does something wrong, let the board deal with it. Let those who have the stocks in the company deal with it. You simply do your job and keep peace. In a church, there's going to be things that maybe the minister preaches. People say, what'd you think about that? That's his opinion. May not agree with it, but he's still our pastor. Pray for your pastor. Pray for leaders. Pray for the ministers on television. No, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. It's not about perfection, but it's about us getting to the point where we work with one another to mature and grow spiritually in the grace and the knowledge of God. And as a pastor watching me right now, you've been very discouraged because your church has dishonored you. Keep preaching the word. Keep doing the right thing because God is going to honor you. And one day, I've said this for years, T.L. Lowry used to say, Perry, let them talk bad about you. I was in my 20s. Let them talk bad about you because one day they'll all come out to hear you preach. And I have to be honest with you, that is exactly what happened. I'm not seeking honor from anyone except God. As long as I have His favor, it doesn't matter what men may say, but it says that Jesus grew in favor with God and with man. And the way you get it is by honoring those around you. I hope this message has encouraged and helped you. Please stay tuned. I want you to order the material. I work very hard on the resource material to get it into your hands to help change your life and help you grow. This is something that will definitely do that. And stay tuned because at the end, I'm going to give you some updates. God bless you. I want you to see and hear my most requested and my favorite teaching of all time, the Rapture Revelation. You can glean from 1,400 hours of detailed research on the subject of the rapture. This 5 DVD, that's 10 hours of teaching, unlocks this mystery. Digging deep into both testaments using Hebrew and Greek word studies, mysterious prophetic patterns, ancient Jewish customs, rabbinical insight, and early church writings to present a detailed explanation of the coming of the Lord for the church. The first DVD is titled The Rapture, A Revelation Revealed to the Apostle Paul. You will discover how this was revealed to Paul on Mount Sinai in Arabia. You will learn 8 different activities to occur at the rapture, and I will explain 8 different Greek words used in the New Testament that detail Christ's return. The second DVD is The Prophetic Timing of the Rapture. I will give you 8 examples of the righteous escaping wrath and 4 clues pointing to a pre-tribulation return of Christ. Learn how in the book of Revelation, the 24 elders, the 7 sealed book, and other imagery reveals a pre-tribulation return. I will also answer numerous controversial questions about the timing of Christ's return. The third DVD covers the subject of the rapture, Israel's feast and harvest cycles. You will discover how Israel's 7 festivals conceal amazing prophetic information about the rapture. The mystery of the shofar, how Israel's yearly harvest cycles encode the pattern of the catching away. Discover 9 events that you will experience the moment Christ returns. Also, DVD number 4 is so exciting, The Rapture and the Mysterious Book of Remembrance. I will show you from Malachi 3, a key to going in the rapture is your name being in the Book of Remembrance. You will see how being an overcomer is different from a non-overcomer as it relates to the return of Christ for the church. You will see how the Feast of Trumpets is linked with the Book of Remembrance and how the rapture is designed as a special blessing to the believer. Now, not only that, but I've included a 5th DVD, The Reenactment of the Jewish Wedding, with 100 cast members using props and costumes, showing you not only the ancient Jewish wedding, but highlighting 14 keys of how the Jewish wedding points to a pre-tribulation return of Christ. These 5 DVDs in this beautiful album are for a donation of just $65 or more. Order by calling 1-888-21-BREAD. That's 1-888-212-7323. And ask for offer RA-137. Or order online at perrystone.org. You may also order by mail by writing me at Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee, 37320. Again, that offer request is RA-137. You will learn a lot, so don't delay. Get your DVDs now. Well, this is Perry Stone. Once again, thank you for joining me on the Manifest Telecast today. Many of you know that I have taken quite a bit of time off for various reasons, and I'm grateful to be able to do my television closings and greet so many of you who have been watching the Manifest. First of all, let me give a great big thank you to those of you who, during the corona crisis, and we still are in that, of course, but beginning in the spring all the way through the early fall months, have stood with Voice of Evangelism Ministry. This is the original ministry that the Lord gave me when I was 18 years of age, for I've actually been in the ministry since I was age 18, traveling full time. And, 45 years or so of ministry, if I go back to the time I was called to minister, called to preach at age 16, and most of that has been either getting in a car or a small plane, or, a commercial plane, whatever the case may be, and going to churches all across the United States of America. Most of them have been, of course, on the eastern part of the United States and the Southeast, and preaching to only the Lord knows how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe up into the millions, that we've preached to a total of 45 years just locally and in person. And of course, the television ministry, thankfully for because of the Christian networks that are on satellite, is able to go all the way around the world into nations that we would never, ever in our lifetime have the time nor be able to reach. So I'm grateful for those of you who have continued to watch our program. I will let you know that we are preparing right now. We always like to use the word we instead of I. I've always been that way. But I've been preparing messages for Israel, for our Israel tour and for our taping that we do every year. And I'm telling you, I think the messages the Lord's given me this time are greater and more revelatory than any we've ever taped on the Manifest telecast. And I'm excited about it because, when you take time off and you can clear your brain and get rid of brain fog and get rid of the cares of ministry and the cares of life and the cares of some people, and you break off from that and you're able to actually just you and the Lord get together, it's amazing the clarity that you can get in your mind and in your spirit for things that relate to the things of God. And so I'm grateful to, first of all, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, my Savior, for giving me the opportunity of being a minister of His Word. And I want to thank again those of you who are with our ministry that have sought God and prayed. Now, for the partners of our ministry, let me just mention to you the magazine that came out or will come out in September is very important, especially the article that I wrote about my personal situation. And I also want you to be informed with our Facebook page, perrystoneministries.org, which is our internet page. And also, if you can think about this, the Perry Stone YouTube channel, it has to say Perry Stone. And if you will click on the subscribe button, we're going to do Bible studies once a week, about 15 minutes once a week, a powerful, usually prophetic study or something fun, something great, encouraging. So anyway, those are some things that we're going to use. And I believe that in the past, what I have done is travel and reach 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people sometimes in an area, which is great. I love doing that. In the past, I've enjoyed doing that. But I'm realizing that there are ways of doing it differently. The Lord spoke to me a long time ago, over a year and a half ago now, that revival was going to come through the lens of a camera. And I believe I know what that means now. So just so you'll know, you that have never been able to come to our conferences or our meetings, we're going to bring some things to you. And I want you to also know that we appreciate your prayers in support of the Voice of Evangelism Ministry, and hope you will continue to help us to do the things we're doing for the work of God. God bless you.
Perry Stone invites you to join him for his 2020 Israel tour. The dates are November 23rd through December 2nd with an optional visit to Petra in the country of Jordan. Call 1-888-321-3629 or visit perrystone.org for more information and how to register. Seating is limited, so call today.
Expand your understanding of Scripture. Advance your effectiveness in ministry. Earn certification for your knowledge of the Bible. International School of the Word. Developed by Perry Stone and Dr. Brian Cutshall, ISO.org is the premier online Bible school with dozens of courses, hundreds of lessons, and thousands of students all over the world. Sign up for one of our exciting, affordable Bible courses and begin your journey at ISO.org today.